Good morning.
Morning. How has the Forester changed since it was the boxier, station wagon-y looking thing?
Yeah, it was more like a wagon before. It almost, you can almost confuse it with the Outback or the Legacy wagon.
Yeah.
Although I always thought it was a little better looking than them. It has now gone a little more, not really upmarket, but a little more upsized, and it looks more like, I suppose you could call it a, quote, real, unquote, SUV. A little higher, you know, a little taller, a little boxier. But still, it's the same vehicle at heart, and it is a darn nice vehicle. The Forester is actually my favorite Subaru. I like it a lot. I think it's lost a little bit, at least in the aesthetics, in its move. But, again, that's just personal choice. Really, there's nothing wrong with the new vehicle. It's still a really nice vehicle.
What would be your favorite configuration of that vehicle? Would it be an automatic? Would it be standard?
I would like to get the 5-speed manual transmission because the model that I tested recently was the PZEV, partial zero emissions vehicle, which I don't care about one way or the other as far as that goes. I'm a proud polluter, but it had the 4-speed automatic transmission, and I think in 2009 an automatic transmission should have at least 5 speeds.
Mm.
So I would go for the manual. I'd go for the manual anyway, just because I like shifting, and when you get into a spot where, you know, the snow is up to the tops of the doors and that, a manual transmission is going to serve you better.
And is it all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive?
It's all-wheel drive. They're all all-wheel drive. And, well, they call it symmetrical all-wheel drive. I have no idea what that means. I guess it means that all four wheels turn, you know, unlike other cars. But every Subaru is like that. And days when the snow is out there, you're going to love all-wheel drive. It's just great.
Now, the Forester's not a sport utility, or is it?
Well, that depends on the school of thought. I mean, a lot of people call them crossover these days. I would call it a sport utility, but I don't really call very many vehicles crossovers. To me, crossover is more a marketing term because SUVs have gotten tagged as being evil, horrible environment rapers.
Right.
And, you know, and they're not really. I mean, all of today's vehicles are pretty clean. But despite that, I mean, there's perception. The only vehicles I would really consider a crossover right now would be something like the Toyota Venza, which is kind of a cross between a wagon and an SUV.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I would say that the Forester is definitely an SUV.
Forester has always been expensive.
Well, Subarus aren't cheap, but, you know, the four-wheel drive adds complexity to it. That adds, it also adds weight, of course.
Right.
But that generally moves up your price.
And how about
right around the mid-20s.
And how about the gas mileage aspect of it? You alluded to the, you know, the energy saving and all that.
Well, that's more of an emission saving, the PZEV.
Okay. Right.
As far as the gas mileage, I would say it's about average for the class. I never get the gas mileage that they propose because, well, I have a lead foot.
So overall, you liked the Forester?
Yeah, I like the Forester very much. If I were buying a Subaru, I think that would be the one I'd buy. It's my personal favorite. I've driven about 4 or 5 different versions of them, and I've liked them all.
Awesome. It's Jim Bray, our Live 885 Car Crasher. Go to live885.com, click on the Startup Engine button, and you'll find links to Jim's work there and his reviews. What about the Ford Taurus?
The Ford Taurus. I've been driving the Ford Taurus SHO, which is the high-end version. It's the performance version. Has Ford's new Ecotec engine, which has been a while coming. It's a V6, 3.5-liter V6, but it's also twin-turbo. What Ford says is that this thing is going to give you basically V8 performance with V6 economy. Now, the weather around here has been just terrible, so I can't say anything about economy. You know, you have to start the car and let it warm up for a couple of minutes before you can even, you know, go out.
Right.
But the car itself, it's a little bigger than, you know, for my taste. I'd be more like a Fusion kind of guy. But it's a really nice car. Now, the base Taurus won the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada Best New Family Car for over $30,000. And I drove that briefly down at the Test Fest.
Right.
It is a very nice car. I think it's a little bit style challenged on the outside, but the inside is terrific. It's very comfortable, very cozy. Mine even has massaging seats, which was kind of interesting because I didn't know it had that. And I was just reaching around for seat adjustment buttons, and all of a sudden it felt like somebody was poking my bum.
Well, that That's not really what I would like
in a Ford.
In a Ford Taurus.
I did find it kind of strange, I have to admit. But as far as the performance goes, like this Ecotec engine, it's like 365 horsepower, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And very, very little turbo lag. One of my problems with turbos is that, you know, you step on the gas and nothing happens for a moment.
Right.
And then it's like turning on an off switch or, you know, flipping on solid rocket boosters. This car reminded me, in that regard, like the BMW 335i, in that the twin turbos there. I mean, that car, when I first drove it, I didn't know it was a turbo, because I didn't bother looking at the specs. I just got behind the wheel.
Right.
And I had to go and check out the specs to see that it was a turbo, because it was amazing. There's no lag at all. And this Taurus is very much like that. All in all, it's a terrific car.
Awesome.
Huge trunk, comfortable back seat. You know, mine had all the toys, radar, cruise control, so you can set the distance to follow behind other cars, either from, you know, from a nice, safe, sedate distance to, let's see if we can freak the guy out by tailgating.
Who would buy a Taurus SHO? I mean, a Taurus is not a cool car.
Yeah, I don't know who bought the old Taurus. I mean, the SHO has been around, it hasn't been around for a while, but it was back in the, I'd say, the early 90s. I would say it would be the urban person with a family who, you know, wants a practical car, but wants something that's a little more fun. I mean, this thing is all-wheel drive, and it really is a lot of fun to drive. Handles very nicely, goes like heck. Now, it's not cheap. If mine, with all of the, you know, all the toys it came into, was about $53,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. But the base Taurus starts at, you know, around 30s.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that 365 horsepower. You know, that doesn't come cheap, right?
No, and it's hard to argue with that. It's intoxicating.
Yeah, but for $53,000, I don't know if you'd buy a Taurus.
Well, there are other cars in this class that, I don't know. I mean, the Taurus doesn't feel like them, though. You look at something like the Lexus ES350, which concentrates more on luxury, and it's a beautiful car, don't get me wrong, but I would have to say that the Taurus is more fun to drive.
Really? How about
there,
that?
You know, you're looking at something like the Hyundai Genesis, which is a beautiful car.
Right.
And, you know, in the same basic price range for that kind of performance. But while I think the Genesis has slightly nicer looks outside, the Taurus has a much nicer suspension. The Genesis was very, very soft, very sloppy, really. You know, you go over a railroad track and the front end nods up and down for the next minute and a half. I exaggerate slightly, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Not by much.
but you don't get that in the Taurus.
Right.
Which is funny, you know, because you would have thought, you know, 20 years ago, oh, domestic car, that's the one that's going to be, you know, really sloppy, but it isn't.
Hmm. Wow. Maybe some of that German technology in the Fords, is that what that is?
I don't think so. I think Ford is just getting its act together. They're making some nice cars. I mean, I drove the new Fiesta, which is European, a few weeks ago, and I liked it a lot for that class, which would be like Yaris or Honda Fit or that. It was my favorite. I really liked it. I love the Fusion. I think Ford is really doing well.
Awesome. It's
started making money.
Yeah. It's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray on. Go to live88.5.com, click on the startup engine button, and you'll find links to Jim's work. Always a pleasure talking with you, Jim. And we'll leave on a tip. We need a tip from our car crasher.
Well, we are coming into winter now, and boy, I look outside my window, and there's about a foot of snow out there. Funny, it was blowing snow, and it blew off of the car, it blew off of the road, it blew off of the lawn, and just filled about 3 feet up on my walk. Sorry, 1 meter. But anyway, I think that was maybe God's way of saying I need more exercise. But anyway, since we're coming into winter, Car Care Canada has come out with it's actually some common sense advice to put together an emergency kit for roadside safety.
Okay.
You know, for the time when you're driving through a blizzard and you find yourself suddenly, you know, driving along and a snowbank jumps out at you.
Right.
And they're talking about, you know, getting a plastic bag or something and sticking some stuff in it, like flares, blankets, matches, a flashlight with batteries, an emergency cell phone. Again, these things with batteries, I'm not sure how long the batteries are going to last in the front of your car.
Yeah.
But the concept is good. You know, a pair of jumper cables. If you need the battery charged, or if somebody else needs the battery charged, you can be the white knight.
Mm-hmm.
A bungee cord. You know, you slide into a very hard snowbank, you may need to keep your hood or your trunk closed temporarily. Things like duct tape, which of course can fix anything.
Right.
Even a list of names for roadside assistance contacts and a good quality map. Just, you know, put them all together, throw them in a little box or a little plastic bag or something like that, and throw them in your trunk and forget about them. They'll be there when you need them.
Excellent. Good idea. Thanks, Jim. Have a great week.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.